Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. And somebody shouted with a clap. Amen. Wow. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. If you see the video and see the things, I was checking myself. I tell you, I was just trying to put myself on the video and see that if I was the one, what are the things that will be said about me? You don't check yourself and sit down and clap and just watch and walk up and go. What he's doing, that is the measure that we have. I don't know if you understand what I mean. That is the standard we have as pastors, as members in this church. We can't say we never heard about crusade. We can't say we never heard about books. We can't say we never heard about training people. We can't say we never heard about planting churches. We can never say those things. Because right in front of our eyes is the example. So don't let the well run dry before you say, I miss the water. So whilst you are here, you should invite people to church. You must be a faithful church member. It must come whether it's independence celebration or not. They are going to bring a lot of things. And I hope you will not be caught up in those foolish things that these kind of things tend to bring and tend to, deceive us by. Now, they invited me to this What do they call it? A day for prayer at the Jubilee Park. I didn't go. Because I didn't want to go. I have the choice. I have the right to choose where I want to go to. Or don't you have the right to choose where you go to? You can go to Iguana. I don't want to go to Jubilee. Yeah. Amna Ali? Eh? My political correspondent. I need this 50-something pin. Give it to me, no? I can take it. Can you put it on my hair? Oh, nah, after church. I can take it now. Thank you. I've not seen one before. My son was complaining that he doesn't have one of these. Wow, thank you. 50. I hope the lighthouse one, when it comes, you also put it on your jacket. That's nice, isn't it? But I can't have this and have this. That's why, thank you, Prince. I'll put it somewhere. So when I relax in the house, then I put it on. When I come into church, I take it off. That's what Jehovah's Witness, they don't say anthems. They don't do anything. They only people have things. So, you know. So what was I saying? I didn't go because I didn't want to go. Because when you go, what they do is that they'll let the Muslims pray. They'll let the Hindus pray. They'll let the Christians pray. And they will say that social cohesion, the world cohesion, is not the same as Christian cohesion. We cohere under one banner, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, from different races. But politically, it brings all the different religions under one umbrella, which is the government. Which is absolutely contrary to what the Bible speaks of. The Bible does not encourage us to do that. Oh, you didn't know that? The Bible, Jesus is the only way. So why should I sit together with somebody who says that no, Lord Shiva is another way? Then I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in the Bible. But they say, what do you think? Somebody who says that Selassie is the Messiah. How can I sit down and let somebody, a Rastafarian, pray to Selassie? And I'm there and I'm saying I'm a Christian. Is it my respect for government? or my respect to God. So I didn't go. If they invite me again, I won't go because I know it's going to be like that. What do you think? And so people say, oh, you people, you don't come to this. You people, you don't come to that. Yes. Whatever you want to think it like that. If, Prince, please tell them for me. If they want a national day of prayer, they should work with their ministers' fellowships in the country. They should call them Georgetown Ministers' Fellowship, Guyana Evangelical Fellowship, not interreligious organization. There's a difference between the two. Because the IRO, which is the interreligious organization, has all the religions together. But when you work with Georgetown Ministers or Georgetown Evangelical, you're talking about Christianity. But they can't do that because it's politics. They want votes from here, votes from there. But I don't want vote from anybody. I want vote from Jesus. When Jesus votes for me, I'm excited. I don't care whether APNU votes for me. I care whether Jesus votes for me. What do you think? And so if they want to do prayer, they shouldn't do prayer because it will be messed up. What kind of prayer do you want? Muslim prayer or Christian prayer? You have to choose. We can't let them have all of us together. It's a compromise of our standards. That's why I wouldn't go to these places. If they say Christians only, I'll go. Because I know there's nothing there that God will look at me and say, buy all you did upon. You understand what I'm talking about? Or you don't understand? So that's why I don't go to these places. But many pastors go, many bishops, many politicians go. I mean, they go and they sing, heal our land. Which God are you talking about? Are you there? Yeah. So, let us appreciate our bishop. So, when we said that we're going to have an outreach yesterday, many of you didn't come. And I'll just forgive you because I'm a Christian. But don't let it happen again. You didn't say amen. Don't let it happen again. Because many of you don't know that when you don't do these things, it's not a blessing. You don't know that. You don't know that if we are honoring the bishop of the church and you don't participate, you don't know that it is not a blessing for you. That's why I'm making that comment before I proceed. So you understand that whenever we are doing something in honor of our bishop, in honor of our pastor, it is someday that you must put everything aside and come. There must be times and days and people, not a lot, that you cannot respond, you cannot react to them negatively but positively. There must be somebody in your life, Carla, when the person says, sit down, you sit down. Don't say, oh, I don't feel like.
Amen.
Because that's how you behave. When I tell you something, you tell me what you think. And many of you are like that, not Carla only. You think we don't know you? We know you. We know how stubborn you are. When we say do this, you have your own idea. Oh, we say do that, you have your own thing. Do this, you have your own thing. Like that. That's what I'm saying. There must be somebody in your life who says come and you come. Who says go and you go. And that must be, that must not just be anybody, but it must be somebody God has positioned in your life. Yeah. You see, we'll do that to some boy in your life, but they won't take you anywhere. Yeah. We've lived a few years on this earth to know that boy and that girl will not take you anywhere. You mention the name and I'll give you an example. Praise the Lord. No, so you have to have somebody like that. And your pastor and the bishop of our church is somebody like that to you. Dear, you're welcome. I hope you bought a lot of money. Jonathan, are you with me? When Reverend, the reason why they call me Reverend is that I am supposed to be reverenced.
Yeah. Come on,
I'm supposed to be respected. So that when I say, all of us come, let's meet here at 12 o'clock. No discussion. Not that I am anybody, but because you respect God's servant. If it wasn't God, you could tell me by arrest yourself. But it's because of God. You have to give me what is due me and report it at 12 o'clock, not 2 o'clock. Especially when we are doing something for a person who has brought this church to you here in Guyana. I mean, I don't understand why you will not respond. Jonathan Romeo, where were you yesterday? Did you come? I didn't see you. Where were you?
Reverend, I had me at home. I came here.
You came to eat?
Nora.
Yeah. So when I saw that few people who came yesterday, I said, if Bishop was here, man, it wouldn't have been nice at all. But he doesn't have to be here to be honored. You see, but I realize that we have not been trained to respect and honor people until they die. And it's sad. I say it's sad. So let it not happen again. Galatians 6 is coming. That's the first Sunday in October. We also honor him by giving him an that day is offering for Bishop. You must give something. Right? We must be able to represent the Lighthouse Chapel and say, you know, Bishop, this is the Guyana Church. We have this amount of money to give to you. He doesn't take it. He always gives it to Healing Jesus Crusade. He doesn't need our money at all. He's filthy rich. You see all the things he's doing? He's filthy rich. Did you hear him say that people have been giving him cars and he gives it away? Have you heard him say that before? Yeah. What was it? The only thing people give it to you is top up, $220 top up. Even that you don't get. And he's at a level where people give him brand new vehicles. Yeah, Bishop Prince. If you know Bishop Prince. He was giving, somebody sent Bishop a truck from America. Everything is inside. When the truck came, he said, Prince, take it. He take it. Oh, yeah, he brings to cry. Bishop Eddie was taking offerings, offerings of vehicles, and people brought vehicles. When they brought it, they said, we should go and give it to Bishop. So they took all the vehicles to Bishop. Bishop said, oh, thank you very much. He said, Pastor Sam, take this one. Lloyd, take that one. Hey, Leon, take that one. Like that. Finish. Car, vehicle, finish. People are giving gifts of vehicles. So this is not, you go to the Republic Bank to buy one, which you'll never be able to pay until they repossess it. You see, so this tells you the greatness of people. There's something that you will struggle to get. Somebody just gets a lot of that. And they don't even want it. They just share it. Because he says, oh, how many vehicles can he drive? One. He doesn't have multiple vehicles. Yeah, only one vehicle. When it spoils, it's not rideable anymore. He gets another one. You're talking about greatness, though. And when his birthday comes and all these things, we must honor him. What do you think about that? Are we going to do things different? Yeah. Because there are some of you, you never come around for anything. You must think about it. It's a bad reflection of you. It is. It is. And God is marking all these things in the church. If you didn't know about that. So as your pastor who has been called to lead you, I can't cover up. I can't keep quiet. If I do that, I am not fit to lead you. I have to see the things that you don't do well. I have to see the things that you don't like doing. I have to bring these things to your remembrance so that you will change from these things. What do you think? This is a season where God is leading me to teach you that don't allow us to bring you by a bus. That you must take the step yourself and show your commitment, your love to God. It's a season. You must jump into it. Janela is from Grove, the only little girl who came from Grove today. Yeah, I like her. Nice little girl. Came from Grove. All by herself. And those who bring babies, I don't see them. They say they ain't got money. You got a man, he give you baby, you ain't got money. She ain't got no baby, ain't got no man, and she able to come. So what's the use of man and baby when you can't even have money to come to church? You can't lie. You think about it. Yeah. Yeah. You throw the man. And once you have the baby and the money comes, you have to feed baby. So, of course, you won't get money to come to church because she ain't got no baby. So, when she get money, she could come. You think baby is an advantage when you are not stable? You must, if you are married, you have to watch it. What time is good to bring baby? Those days when this is a way you used to give birth to baby, they got, you don't got for five, no. You have gardens, small food is enough. These days, baby is money. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to watch it, isn't it? Says it's baby, not money. Yeah, look at it. When you buy clothes, baby has to get dressed. Look at the nice dress Priscilla is wearing. Yeah. Pastor, is that money going? No, I want Pastor Isan to have another child so that I'll see whether he's a man or not. Stacey, please, will you let that happen? Yeah, another one. A boy, not a girl, boy. Who can wear her dresses? Let me see whether Pastor Isan will still be smiling in the church. Wow. Right, so please, let's honor. The Bible says, give honor to those who honor is due. Your pastor must be honored. Your pastors must be honored. The bishop, the bishop is a bishop of 35 bishops. And he's not even an archbishop. When somebody who doesn't have 50 people is an archbishop. Yeah, he's not a, he should have been a pope. Or a cardinal. A bishop of 35 bishops. You're a bishop of your wife who's a bishop, and you're an archbishop. And then we have pope, whose church building has been sold or for sale. It's fantastic. Yeah, so we should appreciate people, though. He's an apostle. Not because it's a title to make him big. But he has planted, he has about 2,000 churches. That's why he's an apostle. So when you meet people who are apostles, ask them, how many churches have you started? That's the thinking about that. The titles God has given in his word is for work. I can call myself an apostle because I have planted churches. And we are still planting churches. Except that I've not planted enough to be accepted as that. That's why. But if I had the power, I would call myself Apostle, Reverend, Pastor, Collins, or something. Yeah. I'll even say I'm a bishop. Because look at the pastors I have. Yeah. Branches. Some 2-3 cockroach branches. I'm a bishop. We call him an evangelist because he organized crusades with practical miracles. Eyes are open, blind people see, lame walk, I mean, all kinds of things. That's why we call him evangelist. Not because it's a nice name or a nice title. We call him pastor because he pastors thousands of people. We call him a teacher because 11 million books in print. Prince, if he was in the world, he'd be called professor. They would give him a professor emeritus. Because of publication, 11 million books in print. Then people, they won't understand, man, Prince. They won't understand. The books he has written, if he was in the secular world, he would be called professor emeritus. Do you know what the Professor Emeritus means? Nah. Okay, Romans 1:16. That one you know. God has really blessed him. And we are part of the blessings. So when we put him up and we say you are doing something for him, please. Yeah. Some of you are not clapping. I don't know why you are not clapping. After all the preaching I'm preaching. Nice. Pastor, you do have one. You have to find one. Because 26, we have to put it on. And after that, we throw it away. Friends, please get us some more. I need some for all my pastors. All right? I know you can get us 100. Church members, they will buy, but for us, it's free. All right? Okay. That's the benefit of having different people in your church. All right. So, how to find your life's work? We're saying that our life is filled with work. God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. So working, the books are available, please. It's for $1,000 only, $1,000. If you don't have a copy, get one immediately so you can follow us. These are syllabus, okay? So in chapter 10, we are saying that the work, working is part of our lives. You can't live and not work. Because if you live and you don't work, you won't get money. If you don't work, you won't get money for anything. Are you with me? And so working is life. But you have to find the work that is your life's work. Because there are some jobs, you are in a hurry to leave the place. When money gets lost, you got to pay back. All kinds of things. What a job. When they say overtime, your face turn up because you want to go home. But we work in a church. There is no time in overtime. All the time. All we do here is we work. Time and time again. In fact, it's not because it's night. Not night even doesn't sway us. It's not because we have wives and children and home to go to. Like Jesus, we just lie on the chairs and sleep. And next morning we continue. That's what we would have done. That's what Jesus did. He didn't have a home to go to. He didn't have a wife to go to. So he walk and walk and walk and walk. And then when he get tired, then he sleep somewhere. And he wake up, he gone again. Yeah, that's how Jesus didn't marry. Bishop says that. Do you think if Jesus had married on the cross, Jesus' wife would have made him come down, I tell you. Just that the thief said, if you are the son of God, get down. No, this one don't be the son of God though. Wife will be looking at him like that. So. Bye. Yeah, I tell you, say for the last time, you know. Bye, come down from that tree now. Jesus will look at a girl and the woman and say, "This woman, man. So, Lord, why did you give me this woman?" It's all right, I'm coming down. So your life's work is very important. You need to find it. Working at Digicel is not your life's work. Working at GT&T is not your life's work. Working at Pretty Power Sing is not your life's work. Working at Starbrook Market is not your life's work. Working at Ghana Post Office Corporation, Ministry of the Presidency, is not your life's work. Because, like I said during the first service, don't get confused. All you need to do is look at things before Genesis chapter 3, when man sinned. That is how God made things. For example, God made male and female. It's clear. Now they are making male and male. Female and female. And people are accepting it that, oh, yes. If that's how it is, Fiona, they say, I'm a woman, I like a woman. What is wrong with that? Well, from the beginning, the one who made relationships made it male and female. That's why we are telling you what you are doing is not right. Not that I hate you, not that I dislike you. I'm saying all of this to say that the same thing goes with work. That God created Adam to work in the garden for him. God told Adam to name the animals, to dress the garden and keep it. There was no working hours. It's your boss man who has given you gratuity, who's giving you leave passage, he's giving you remuneration, he's giving you your appraisal and all that. It's your boss man. It's a human thing. God, he blesses. He doesn't tell you, Adam, go 8 and close at 5. He doesn't say, Adam, no. That was the original plan of God that got spoiled. So now that Jesus has come to connect us back to God, he's also encouraging us to find our life's work, which is to do the work of God. That's the whole plan. So Odell, who has an internet cafe and has a farm on the highway, that's not your job. But you see, it's very difficult for people to understand God's plan for their lives. Pastor, can we all work in the church? Yes. We can all work in a church. If we see the church properly and give what we have to give to the church will be capable enough to handle more full-time people. But we don't love the church. We don't think about the church. We don't do the things for the church that we're supposed to do. So it makes us incapacitated, if you want to call it, to be able to handle all the things and all the people who would love to leave their secular jobs and come. Look at the trouble we go through at work. Hey, boss man, you're trying to sell something at Starbrook Market. They say move. You say you will move. They say move. You say you will move. They say this. You say that. Say, some small food you go eat. But the garden was, God already provided everything in the garden. Adam didn't need to go to any supermarket to buy anything. It's human beings who created supermarkets. And now we eat from supermarket more than anything. If it's not a supermarket, you can't even make your food, a meal. Few of the things people buy that is grown. All the other things are artificial eggs, artificial chicken. Chicken that is ready for 6 weeks. When God didn't create the chicken to be eaten in 6 weeks? Are you with me this morning? So you must find your life's work. Turn to somebody and tell them you must find your life's work. It's because when you find your life's work, you'll be very, very, very happy. All right? So before we went there, we were looking at things you must know about work, isn't it? We have number one, number two. Did we do number three? Sorry? No. Okay, so let's take number three and we'll close. So 7 things you must know about work. Know that work is better than rest because God worked 6 days and rested 1 day. Number two, understand why too much rest is a negative thing. Too much rest is a negative thing. Number three is know that happiness at work is one of the gifts of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 19. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 19. What does the Bible say? So at the appropriate time, Bishop Richard will come. And we'll redo this pastoral thing again. And then also, I think ordinations also, Pastor Isan and Co. Didn't get a chance to do it properly. So they will also get a chance to have a reordination, if you want to call it. So I'm sure that time all of us will come together. We invite family, friends. I want Kizzy's mother, Sister Bonita, my sweetheart, to be around. Her brothers also to see. All these years that she's going and coming, what it all meant. It was a mirror, isn't it? Yeah. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. There's something called rejoice in your work. Joy at work. How many of us are happy about the work we do? How many will say that you are, when you go to work, oh, you feel like not coming back home? Who's there like that? Shinisa, are you here like that? No. And you are right. Because that's not your life's work. That's not what God created you to do. Amen, Petra. Yeah. They'll say, come from 8 to 2. And they say, come from 2 to 11. They say, no, this week, don't come from 8 to 9. They say, come from this. Shift, this, that, over time. Sunday, get into Christmas time, they say, you got to work late. Because opening hours have been extended. In developed countries, you work like an animal. If you don't work like an animal, you'll not get money. Jonathan Romeo. So you should be glad that you're in Guyana, where you can sleep in the church when the pastor is preaching. It's a good country. You catch a five when the pastor is preaching. You getting bigger? What are you eating by? Your stomach getting bigger. Don't become like Calvin, no. It's not nice. You're too young to become like Calvin. He has three children already, so that's the effect of having children. He has a big stomach. Yeah, look at Lloyd. The same thing. Hey, come here. Yeah, me, I prayed to God, and God has answered my prayer. Yeah, they should pray too. There's a type of prayer you must pray. Rejoice in your labor. It is the gift of God. Many people don't realize that almost everything here on earth is the gift of God. And what we are into and what we do around is not the real thing. It's true. What the world calls happiness is not real happiness. To go and drink and shake your body in a club, that's what you call happiness? Do I have to do all of that before I can be happy? I have to sweat. Yo, over the East Coast and the East Bank. And then you say that's happiness? Please, give me another form of happiness. You get drunk. You call that happiness? Hey, happiness is not so difficult like that, you know. The Bible says that Christ in you, the hope of glory, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Happiness doesn't come from drinking alcohol. Happiness doesn't come from smoking weed or smoking. Happiness doesn't come from sitting in a corner and kissing a girl you have not married. Squeezing bobbies that are not yours. Bobbies that are not ripe to be squeezed. That's happiness doesn't come from there. You see that when you do those things, you even feel bad after that. When you come to the church, you think the pastor is preaching about you. Hey, me see you. You good? You behaving yourself? Hey, welcome. I want to see you all the time. All right? Got a deal? Wonderful. Hey, your head will fall down. Praise, why are you laughing when I spoke our head? Don't let Calvin make noise. So. Dale is back from the sea. Dale works on the sea. 6 months, he's sailing. 6 months, he's on the sea. 6 months. And then look at such a beautiful, juicy, succulent, edible, aromatic, savory wife he got. Wife, get up. Look at she. Where baby? Baby Daniel. Look at she. Look at she hand. Man. Look at she face. Look at she lip. Look at she. Then Dale leaves such a precious thing for 6 months. You see, when she came back, look at how quiet he's sitting. He eating, he feeling good. That's why he's sitting so nice and calm. Yeah, the worms are sleeping. Somebody said, nice baby. Would you want to call this joy at work? It's just to get some money. But really, if he had a choice, he'd be by his wife and his children. What is this kind of joy in this work that you have to be away from your family for 6 months? All you do is that, Hi, babes. Yeah, we're sailing. The sea rough, bad. Thank you, Natasha. Is that the gift? Is that what, do you think that is what God, the gift God gives? Adele, every day Adele is in the farm. Every day when you call Adele, he says he's in the farm. Come to church, he says, I'm on the highway. One day he almost died on the highway. You die in something that you are not very happy about. But it's like you don't have a choice. That is not the gift of God. God has given us joy, and that joy comes in working in his house. And I pray that you find that joy. If you don't know, you will not understand that I am more happy working for God than being at St. Gabriel's nursery. Because it's problems. It's problems. Parents who are complaining, who are saying, my child came, this, it says some child beat she, some child beat he, they come with this, teachers who are disrespectful, disloyal, security guard who is sleeping, somebody came into the school and didn't know who came, ministry, who's on your back, like a police, that's your life's work.
No.
But you don't want to work in a church. You're happy with sitting outside with the children for their prayer. That's all. For you, it's enough. There's a certain joy that you only find when you work for God. I said there's a certain joy that you find when you work for God. And God is giving you that on a silver platter right here at the lighthouse. We're inviting you to work. We're inviting to send you to Bible school. We're inviting you to do this. We're saying, come and do this. Join this. Do this. Do that. And people are just standing aloof. Don't want to do anything. That's why you're not happy in your life. That's why you're not happy in your life. You appear like you're happy, but you're not. You don't look like somebody who's happy. We know people who are happy. When we see one, we know. Yeah. We who work late nights, tired, we still don't feel it. Yesterday, I started working from 8 o'clock in the morning till the time I went home. Aha! Early morning, you are back. Hey, working till late night again. There's no overtime. There's no clocking. There are now some workplaces where you go, you have to put your fingerprint. You have to put your finger in there and register. Sign in. What? Swipe! Some eye? Some people put your eye. And then you go inside. Then they note that you have come inside. It's like, Pharaoh is on your case. You must come here by force at 8 o'clock and work till 5. You, if you like, let the Lord take you into the spirit realm and be suspended in the air. And look all over the world from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. See how human beings are like animals that have been released from a pen. Everybody leaves their homes like that. After 9 o'clock, you see the traffic goes down. Lunch, you see some traffic. Because now they say, go and eat. I say, yes, boss, man. This for China. Yeah, bam and chip. No, not today. We got money for meat. Okay, all right, yeah. Say somewhere. No. By the time you get your food, is it Compton? Compton. Compton. You got to show me where Compton is. Before you, by the time, do you know Compton? By the time you say you finish eating, Basman say, come back. You see, he's not speaking to you when you are eating, but he has imprinted the times in your head. And then you move there. You are dealt to 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, he said, now, Galang, I get enough of you for today. Go home. Take your bag. You go to the bus park. Everywhere. Taxi. Kia. People fighting to get past. 7, 8 is the place is getting quiet. Every part of this world. Rush hour. They call it rush hour. You better beat the rush hour. Otherwise, when you go the time that the bridge is open, hey. Everybody's forcing to go. That's why they create three lanes in the morning when you are coming. And then when you're going, they create another three lanes. People are like animals that have been released from a hideout. Is that what you call your life's work? Do you think that is a gift of God? That you can't say, you know, Mondays, I just want to relax. You're tired? You have to explain why you didn't come. You have to bring a medical or bring a doctor or bring a nurse. Something you got to do. If you want a day off, they say no. I've been on Brother Clint and Pastor Larry's case to take a day off so we can go and do some work in Canal during the daytime. Clint can't get a day off. They say no. They say no. Look at you. You're a big man like you. You own your own life. You bath yourself. You eat yourself. You brush your teeth yourself. But somebody say, I will not allow you between 8 and 5 to not be here. Never. And you see, you can't say anything. But there's a gift that God gives that even when you go, you're happy. As you are there. When it's 5 o'clock, say, no, I'm not going now. I'll go later. So those of you who come around and after church, there's something wrong about it. Those who can't stay around, who can't hang around, who cannot be around and tarry and be okay, so I don't have anything doing, I just feel like being around. There's something wrong about the gift of God. God's plan for us, ladies and gentlemen, is that we will find that work and that will bring happiness. It's not easy to get money, you know. Yeah. Go and open your shop and see. Go and open your shop and see. Yeah, you got to cry, water, water, water. By the time you finish, you have drunk half case of the water yourself. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. You should ask them, they'll tell you. Why not? How can I sell something I can't drink some? Your profit is gone. They got to buy $20 water. And by the time you finish, all your profit is gone. Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for this service. Thank you for the things you've spoken to us about. We want to be happy. We want to find that gift you give. Labor. Labor and enjoy it. We want to work and enjoy it. We know we can't find that out there. We can only find that in your house. Help us find it. Let our joy be full. I give you praise and I give you glory. In Jesus' name. You're here. You're not saved.
You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.